Hello, welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, episode 25.
Oh, yes, sir. That was amazing.
This week I'm joined by David Rees.
Thank you.
Max Smith.
Hello there.
Tom Cooney.
Afternoon, everyone.
And Joe McGrath. Oh. He's had a wild week after doing a wank in Waitrose. The prices aren't that good. Tom.
Yeah.
Have you been up to much?
Just working out, working hard.
Can't tell.
Hey, got him.
Hey, Max, what about you? Well, have you done anything weird this week or the past 7 days?
So, obviously, this week I had the opportunity to go to London and entertain Will and E for the evening.
How was it?
Do you know what? I can't say it was entertaining for anyone. at least of all the people that are going to be watching it on the Chris and D channel.
To give them some context, we're doing a video where we plan a night out for each other. That includes your outfit, your food, drink, entertainment and decoration. So I got him the best entertainment money can buy, Max.
It all started off, you bought a magician's outfit and a big box of of card tricks.
Yeah,
and a puppet.
Don't throw that in as if that was my idea. One of us insisted
lumbered
on
me with this puppet. I said I don't want to see a puppet again in my life, but you thrust it upon me, sir. So we get an Uber, and he drops us outside one tower block, and there's about four in the area. So we're looking around for this one specific one. We get there, the security guard's like, "Who are you?" "Oh, we got a friend upstairs." Okay, bit dubious. Pushing the code for Will's room.
Yeah.
Nothing happens. It's saying it's busy. So in my head, I must have got all the numbers mixed up. So when I tailgate a woman into the building and use the lift.
Why Will's didn't you use your magic wand?
That's why she was trying to get in the building. There's fucking freak out here.
Don't panic. I'm a magician.
I get in the lift and Will's floor is quite high. The buttons only goes up to 19. Right. So in my head, I've got the numbers mixed up and he must be at a lower floor.
Yeah.
So I click a button, I go upstairs and I'm outside Will's room banging on it, trying to get in. And you told me that he lives with somebody else.
Yeah.
Which I found out was G. Is it G?
Yeah.
I didn't know this at the time. So when I'm banging on the door and I hear a little Indian man's voice going, "Who is this?"
And you say, "Quiet, muggle."
I said, "Oh, he's willing." Because I thought this was his flatmate that he lives with. It's a random Indian man.
And he thought you said, "Are you willing?"
So I'm there trying to get into this, I can only assume, a family man's house.
Don't look like your picture.
Oh, come on. So he's clearly looking through the peephole.
Yeah.
There's me with a top hat. A black shirt that doesn't fit. My tracksuit bottom's like all the way up to my...
Are you on your tracksuit?
For God's sake,
nothing else fits.
Nothing says a spectacular show like your tracking buttons.
So I get back in the lift because clearly this Indian man does not live with Will and E.
Shock, yeah.
I see the other side with the buttons on. I've never been in the lift with two sides of buttons before.
And you've never looked to the right.
What a time to be alive.
I leave the lift shocked out of my head. What is this technology? Will stood there, so he's seen me.
Yeah.
And he's screaming at me, and I'm like, oh shit, I'm meant to be a character. So I'm going, "Hey, only me." He runs upstairs, starts, you know, talking to you guys, I guess.
He was speechless, I believe.
So I barge in the room, completely forget everything that... Because we'd been in the hotel for about 4 hours practicing everything we were going
to
do.
The stuff that I'd had delivered, I took it to your flat so you could be the delivery man.
Yeah.
With the food and drink. You didn't even open the bags, you just chucked them on the bed. And then go straight into "Only me" and some weird Mancunian voice, which you can't do.
Like, from the outside, it seems like you've panicked.
Yeah,
I think so. I ran in the room. I've got Wayne Lineker staring at me.
Just took you back to Ocean Beach and IV.
I sit there.
Why are you Stephen? Screaming?
Stephen's going, "Oh, add a bit of pizzazz." In my head, I'm like, this is as pizzazzy as it's going to get. Forgetting that
these
I've got...
Jackie buttons.
Forgetting that I've got two confetti cannons in my pocket.
because I basically wanted to get Will back for giving me a terrible night.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to make a mess of his bedroom.
You did deliver on that.
It was a mess, yeah, but not.
Did you like the confetti cannons off?
Well, no, I did when I remembered that I got them.
Yeah.
Which is like when Will's talking to Chris about something completely
an hour later.
I'm just behind him and I go,
just through his window.
I mean, you gave him a bad night.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
deserved.
You were saying about the puppet. I found that quite funny that you were trying to conceal the puppet doing everything one-handed.
Yeah, you were keeping your hat on, and I was like, "Oh, let the fucking hat go."
Yeah, and then you know, I was like, "This is gonna be amazing." And I pulled this puppet out. Stephen says, "Let the hat go," and then we'll just punt it to the other side of the room. Yeah, that puppet's gone now. No way I'm going to be able to walk over there and come back again whilst maintaining the illusion that I'm a magician.
So it was a good night then.
Yeah.
It's going to come back to haunt me when the video comes out.
What have you been up to this week?
Well, last week I met Dave's family.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, yeah.
The family, the myth, the legends.
Yeah.
they were just by the flat, so... Went Waiting. Down, yeah.
Where's Stephen?
Pitchfork. I've met Dave's dad now.
Yeah.
Does it explain a lot?
Well, you brought up the Easter egg story last week.
Yeah.
And yeah, he didn't bat an eyelid when he confirmed that stuff. He's like, oh yeah.
not again.
But he's a good laugh. Yeah, he's your dad. Yeah. Very funny. You made a joke about. I say joke, I hope it is. But watching the podcast with his hand down his pants.
That's my boy.
That's my boy. Look at them ears.
Gotta call my brother.
Oh, bless him. That's good.
Did you go to the lakes, was it?
Yeah, I went to Carnforth. If anyone's ever heard of Carnforth, we done a log cabin. It was beautiful.
Oh.
It was like a lake outside. Went swimming in the lake. Found out you're not allowed to go swimming in the lake. So that was a whole thing. But then we went on a boat ride on an even bigger lake. I had a wee off a boat. That was nice. Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
It was on dry land.
Yeah. That's off the bucket list.
Your dad was on that with glass.
Bless him.
He does. Now this week's topic is Great Britain.
Yeah. All Britannia. Britannia.
So obviously there's four countries in Great Britain. And so what we did was we randomised it to see who would get which country and talk about it. Dave got Wales.
Yep.
Max got England. Tom got Northern Ireland and I got Scotland. So basically I've broken down Scotland into just bits. I'm just going to go with my personal experience for a couple of these.
Okay.
First up is best and worst places I've been in Scotland.
Nice.
Both are Edinburgh. But really? Different times.
Okay.
So,
intriguing.
Have you been anywhere else?
Yeah, I have. Thank you.
Just checking.
Stay out.
I've been to St. Abbs.
Sounds good.
Same baby.
Yeah. It's your nickname on Grindr, wasn't it?
No matches.
So the best place I've been is Edinburgh, and that was on tour.
Yes.
I really enjoyed how it looks. I barely left the hotel. But it seemed like a lovely city. From what I experienced, people were nice.
How was the gig?
Good vibe. That was good. Yeah. The crowd there. Oh yeah, the people at the meet and greet. A lot of them had the they don't do take baths, not drugs. That was it. Yeah. So a lot of them had that T-shirt. That was really popular in Scotland. The people all seemed really nice. Anyway, the worst time I've been to Scotland was again Edinburgh, but it was for the Fringe. It was because I was performing. I just hated it. I was so nervous, and I went there twice in the same month. Yeah, I was just racked with nerves. Couldn't enjoy anything that was going on, especially when you're walking down where the Fringe is, and everyone's just got a flyer, and they're like, "Ooh, come to the show! Come to the show!"
The whole city changes, doesn't it, during the Fringe?
It's weird. It's a big hub of comedy.
Yeah.
A big hub of attention seekers.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I really like the Scottish accent.
Agreed.
I used to do a bit in stand-up about how good it is for swearing in Scottish. You know, bastard. Bastard. I like that.
You wee fucker. Oh, that worked.
we'll get on to Mumbai later. the colonies of Great Britain. Worst thing about Scotland, in my opinion, I've just put that I fell down the stairs. That's relatable for a lot of Scottish people. What about the stairs?
They're everywhere.
There are actually some steep stairs in Scotland.
There are.
Out in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of hills, I hear.
Dave, I'll do that. I'll do the Scotland stuff. You stick to Wales. Fucking hills. The stairs, just what's the deal with that? You know.
So true.
and haggis. So my memory of Scotland being in St. Abbs, so I was staying there for a week. But I was doing this weird thing. It was two floors in the house, and I was leaning on the banister. On the top bit of the landing, banister came round three sides, and then the stairs like that. I was leaning both hands, like some sort of, you know, wannabe gymnast. And then my arms just buckled because I was so fat. Because I was doing it right at the top of the stairs, I just dropped down to the bottom of the stairs.
Oh.
Fuck you, Scotland, for that. All right.
On my list.
But I love the accent. You know. Next up for me is best export.
Nice.
From Scotland. I've just gone simple with Kevin Bridges. Best thing to come out of Scotland
right,
for me.
Right, gotcha.
Well, he stayed in Scotland, but, you know, he has ventured out. So I'm in Manchester once.
Oh, in the train, wasn't it? By the train station. Was that it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's good lad. Really sort of just, you know, see guys on the same level, you know, really bounce off each other.
Mad banter, that man.
Yeah, I bet.
Sick banter.
You weren't there, right? It's just me.
I'm just imagining it, though. Do you know what I mean? Just in my mind's eye, just two lads. Top of their game.
Yeah, just riffing.
Yeah,
man,
riffing, mate.
I know he didn't do it at the time, but when he got on that train, I bet he got a pen and a pad out.
Tell some of your jokes.
Yeah, probably. he's not done them on tour yet, but he'll
get around to them.
In his close circle. If he's ever done Ladminton and Kevin Bridges, mates, just let me know, right? Best export from Scotland. Any of you got anything you like from Scotland?
Famous for its whiskey, of course.
Yes,
Scotch. Nice.
I believe Scotland is one of the...
I believe it's actually Cher. She's not Scottish.
He's here all week.
That's why we do it, man. That is why we do it.
Yeah, Iron Brew.
Nice.
Say, yeah, I think it's the only country that sells Coca-Cola, but Coca-Cola isn't the number one.
Really?
I might be wrong. That might be from a few years back. But
does it sell Coca-Cola?
No, it does.
Oh, it does.
It's banned throughout the country.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Some places it is banned, so we don't count them. But it's allowed,
mad as it passes through this technology, what your sensitive become. No Coke in Scotland.
And that's going to go out into the world.
I know heroin's quite big in Scotland.
So, Max, what
I've been watching a lot of Doctor Who recently. I'm a big fan of David Tennant.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Agree.
Tennant's lager. That's another thing.
You've got
Scottish.
A drinking problem, and it is so apparent in this. We've already got one wacky guy over there with Joe McGrath.
All right.
It's been a lot of nice poems from Scotland.
Name three.
Oh, what?
I don't know any, but I know that...
If I hear the word Shagadaspear...
Shagadaspear. They do a day in Scotland about this poet. Like, it's a whole day.
It's a Friday.
I don't know what it is, but yeah. I just know they eat haggis on that day and they talk about this poet.
Things to do there in Scotland.
Oh, nice.
Time to put my travel agent hat on. Loch Ness.
Oh.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Famous for its mythical creatures. Or is it? Find out later in the podcast. Edinburgh Castle. Castles aren't interesting.
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah.
Castles... do you know what for me? Like, these old buildings. What's it? The Colosseum in Rome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can look at it on Google Images. What's the fucking point? Anyway, that's in my list of things to do.
Knock it down. You're on the list.
We haven't done anything on the list for a while. Well done, Tom. It's almost like banking on Weakest Link. I was looking at Glasgow, and I looked at things to do in Glasgow, and 4 out of 10 things were escape rooms.
Oh, nice.
That's every city. That's what they give you when you look at things to do. It's ridiculous.
It's the modern thing, isn't it?
We did an escape room in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
But you still locked me in, didn't you, Max? Yeah, escape rooms, they're popular.
When was it at its best?
I've put. For me, I believe Scotland will be at its best in the future when they become independent.
Wow.
Fuck us off. And then they can rule the world with escape rooms. Can you think of a good period in Scotland?
During the Braveheart period. Seen that.
When Australians ruled the world. Famous people from Scotland. Here's one people forget. Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah?
Scottish.
Didn't he play for Rangers?
He did, yeah. But who hasn't these days?
Yeah.
don't come at me, please. rowdy bunch. Alexander Graham Bell.
Not a clue.
Not to be confused with Alex the Doctor from Love Island.
Right. Of him.
Billy Connolly. He's a comedian.
Great guy.
Are you a fan of him?
I've watched his stuff.
Yeah.
It's good fun.
Sean Connery. He was Bond.
Yeah.
TB, Tony Blair.
Oh.
Boo.
He's my James Bond.
I didn't think Scottish people could become president.
Tell that to Gordon Brown.
Tell that to Donald Trump, the most famous Scottish man of all time.
And I'm sure you're all thinking, hey, Stephen, have you got a woman in there? Something my mum never said. Subo.
No way.
Who joins us here.
Kill me.
Sports. Scotland is weirdly good at sports for a small nation. Andy Murray, of course, probably the greatest British tennis player ever.
Absolutely.
Except for Sue Barker. Yeah, he can't present a TV show like she could. No one can. Chris Hoy. Is he the most successful British gymnast?
Cyclist. No.
Stepping on Best Twaddle's toes there.
Someone else. It's someone else.
Or Bradley Wiggins?
No.
It's one of those two.
No, it's not.
Mark Cavendish?
Is it the...
No, it's someone else. Really? Like, it's someone else.
Oh, is it someone else, Tom?
It's a velodrome.
Oh, like
Jason... it's someone from the velodrome who races and that...
Is he fucking wrong about this, mate? So Bradley Wiggins it is. My second answer.
Nice. I like it.
Fucking idiot, mate. You've got a whole segment based on facts.
His fires are massive.
Mine?
Chris Hoy?
Bradley Wiggins.
Am I? Anyway, Alan Hansen. Why did he mention? Kenny Dalglish. Scotland weren't good at football back in the 80s, 70s, one of those. But they seem to make great managers. We're talking Shankly, Ferguson, Alex Ferguson, that is, not Duncan, Dalglish, Busby, and Miser.
Celtic, first British side ever to win a European Cup.
1960 something. 966, one of those.
Sure.
69. Sexy numbers. Music. Calvin Harris. He can spin a disc. The Proclaimers. Annie
not
Lennox.
Not into this much depth with my.
And Lewis Capaldi.
Oh. Peter Capaldi's like distant cousin.
Yeah,
I think.
Second cousin.
I believe Scotland invented golf as well. I know we've moved on, but
delicacies. We're talking haggis, Scotch eggs, porridge. And they love a deep fried Mars bar.
Yep.
Oh, that's so good.
I've had one from
really good.
When did you have one?
There's a place in Portsmouth that used to do them.
A local chippy done it for me.
Yeah, exactly,
chip shop.
I had some spare batter.
when
you were there.
So you scored.
And I was just deep frying a few things. So I deep fried some chocolate.
Nice. You did Bourneville.
Yeah.
And fantastic. Strange taste.
Bourneville. Dark chocolate, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but it's with the batter. It's wonderful. Yeah. Really good.
They're like the Americans.
Deep frying biscuits.
Britain,
deep frying all sorts. Mm.
And my last question.
Deep fry it.
I got bored. Something you'd change. The rivalry between Glasgow and Rangers. I feel like I'm scared to talk about one or the other on this podcast because of how uppity they are. Simmer down, lads.
Yeah. Celtic and Rangers.
Yeah, what did I say?
Glasgow and Rangers.
No, shit, yeah, thank you, Tom.
Sorry. Yeah.
Celtic and Rangers. That was Scotland in a nutshell.
What a nutshell it was.
I like Scotland, and as Tom told me, it's a lot prettier than you realise.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful country.
But he was talking about his sweet, sweet Scroton. Let's turn to Dave. I'm gonna go to Max.
Oh. Right then.
Our Englishman.
Here we go. England, what a country.
What's the best and worst place you've been in England?
Great question, Stephen.
Thanks,
I'm
mate.
Happy to answer for you. So a lot of places I've been to in England.
Please do not list them, okay?
Please.
There's not that many.
I really want to.
I'm not
see
a travelling man.
Not at all.
But I know how to travel here some days.
He does that.
Great place, Cornwall.
Yeah? When did you go there?
My parents used to go to, like, if you're going on holiday in England, it would always be to Cornwall.
That seems like the place to go.
Did you go to Newquay?
Newquay, yeah, that's the one. Yeah, great place.
Nice.
Great place. A lot of caravan sites. My parents had a caravan.
Yeah.
We'd go there. Great time. Worst place, again, I'm not a travelling man, but I think the place that welcomed me the worst was Stockport.
Stocky P.
Boo!
Got there on the train. The first
fucking
thing you
boo.
See is a big tower for the Hat Museum. Which, you know, first things first, just brought me down. If the main thing that they're
Sorry
showing off is
history
hats,
and culture. You know, at least they've got something.
Okay, so the first thing I do, I get off the train, I leave the train station, there's a shit cinema. Yeah, that looks like it's run down. And
it's been demolished. They've got a new one.
There were two guys outside weeing on it.
Yeah,
and I thought, this isn't the hub of culture that Tom's built it up to
be. It's not there anymore, that. It's not there anymore.
Why is Stockport getting money when St. Helens has gone to rack and ruin? Invest better, please, UK.
Yeah. You've got a glass museum.
Yeah.
That's at least two up from a hat.
Thank you, mate.
Air raid shelters. They're good.
Didn't stop.
Looks like a bomb to it.
Hey, the high street was dead. You're thinking, oh, it's meant to be commerce and you know, money being thrown.
Did you go on the high street?
Outside the city centres, it is bleak in high streets. Mm-hmm. From our, Tom, when you worked for charities, I'm sure you must have seen a lot of high streets, and it's
certainly did.
It's gone to shit.
Yeah, it's a depressing place to be sometimes. In areas where they've got big cities nearby, like Manchester and Liverpool, the towns are a bit bleak.
They get all the money, don't they? Yeah. What's the best thing about this country for you?
So for me, the best thing that we have to offer is murder mystery shows.
Ooh,
I'm talking nice. Midsummer Murders, Jonathan Creek, Whitechapel. I think a lot of places, like, you know, you watch your American murder mysteries.
Do you like Whitechapel?
Yeah.
Scary as shit, that.
It's a weird one. Weird show.
Can I throw in Heartbeat?
Of course you can. Yeah. Midsummer Murders, though, is the creme de la creme.
Yeah. Nice.
You know, you've got an hour and a half of just great storytelling.
Sorry to interrupt, but Dave, you're a big patriot of England.
Oh, yeah.
What do you make of Max saying the best thing about the country is Midsummer Murders?
Quite offensive.
What would you say?
I said the best thing about England as a whole is the fact that we invented trains in that. I forgot what the whole period was called.
The Industrial Revolution.
Birthed in this city.
In Stockport, I believe, actually. That's where the first discussion happened. I was going to say that.
First railway is at the Manchester Museum.
Do me a favour, just stick in your fucking leg.
It's fine.
Midsummer Murders.
Yeah. So that's the best thing. What's the worst thing?
Like hooliganism.
Oh yeah, preach it, sister.
You get a lot of that in this country. Working in a bar, you see, you know, you fuck me.
Yeah, boy.
Hooliganism, man.
Fucking savage.
Fucking hooligans, mate.
Yeah, West Ham fans.
Ah, oh, man. Yeah.
Fuck off. Let's not generalise.
Going around drinking Frosty Jacks. You know, I've had people come up to me and be like, fuck you, mate. I could batter you, lad. Yeah, preach.
Mm. Some countries do it differently.
They do.
Use guns. Things to do in England.
In London, they teach you how to maneuver through the city.
Yes.
So like going through the sewers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, urban exploring, I believe it's called.
Who teaches it?
It's like
class.
Loads of different schools. Yeah.
Did you go to school in the sewers?
Sure.
Better than a farm.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, true.
Hey, Max.
Hello.
It's okay to call you that. Where would you say England was at its best, you know, its top of its game?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that would say, well, not a lot of people, but, you know, you could argue it's during the colonial era.
The Georgian era.
Sure.
I don't want to have an argument, Max, all right? I just want to know when you thought, yeah, this
me personally?
Do. Yeah, yeah.
It's doing all right now, about. I'd say.
Yeah.
Britain.
Yeah. I mean, I know with through COVID and stuff, but, you know, it's a modern age. There's a lot of stuff going on. Maybe the Brexit thing's a bit shit.
Yeah, Tory government.
Yeah. So maybe before all that, so during, what, oh, God, Tony Blair.
The 90s.
Brown.
Well, do you know, it was a good time for England, even if he was a bit of a twat.
Big Brother was on the TV.
Yeah.
Mama Celebrity just started.
Yeah, that's
Manchester
stuff that I watched, yeah. John Nettles on Midsummer Murders before he got cast off.
Max.
Hello.
Hit me with your five most favourite famous people from the UK. England. Stupid.
It's a lot of good people out there. You've got great comedians. You've got the Mighty Boosh Boys. Mm. Noel Fielding.
The other guy.
You've
started with Noel Fielding.
I was going to say Julian Barrett.
That's fucking left field, mate.
Jesus, mate.
Garth Marenghi's Dark Place.
Fucking great hell.
Great show.
It is a great show.
Stephen Merchant. Great comedian.
Could have said Dame Judi Dench.
Hey, but she's not my favourite, though, is she?
Oh, true. Yeah.
Churchill.
Noel Fielding, presenter of the Bake Off. Right, sports, Max, anything?
Rob Green, please.
Yeah, lovely. Music, any musicians from the England area?
The Beatles, please.
Love that.
They're amazing. They're
delicacies. What's your favourite
treat? Fish and chips, please. Yeah.
Hello, roast.
Fish and chips.
No.
David's his size. God damn it.
I love a roast.
You don't know England like he does. It's all about Midsummer Murders and fucking Noel Fielding.
He's not even my favourite. I hate Noel Fielding. To see a solo show without Julian Barrett was a fucking waste of time.
And you questioned why we questioned you for it.
I know, but I was...
Noel Fielding.
It says a lot about you, that way you went straight to down the avenue of the mighty boots.
Okay, who's your favourite person from England? Oh, it's
got James Bond, he is!
It's coming back, Baker from the one show.
James Bond, who lives in Scotland.
He's not from Scotland, he's a British orphan.
Played by a Scottish man.
Scotland is British.
Yeah. Well, this is England.
This is England. Oh!
How apt. Yeah. Anyway, Max, anything you'd change about England?
Everything.
They were some beautiful broad strokes there. Let's get on to Stephen Lies. Stephen, sweet little lies this week. Tim Rooney is our detective.
Yep. By popular demand.
Who do you want to go first, Tom?
Dave.
Okay. I
just remember you got a Fanta bottle there.
Yeah. I'm allergic to orange.
Stalling, mate. Come on.
I once couldn't go on holiday. Because of my passport issues.
Stephen?
I've been sick in every country of Great Britain.
Oh, nice.
And Max?
Due to some shit dancing, I was kicked out of a wrestling match.
Start with Dave.
Yep. Basically, the issue was I was going on a group of holiday with some lads.
A group of holiday?
A group of...
I tried to go on more than one holiday at once.
It was a cruise, wasn't it, Dave?
A group of holidays to lads.
Sir, you can only board one flight.
I went on a holiday with a group of lads. And one of my friends, he was sorting out all the tickets. And where all my friends call me Dave, he wrote down on the ticket that my name was Dave, not David. Right. So when I got to the ticket kiosk, or whatever it's called, they said, can you show your passport? And my name's David. So every time they kept pulling me aside, but I was like, I don't see what your problem is. It's Dave and David, and the last name's still the same, and the middle name's still the same. Can't just let it go.
Did you go on your holidays?
I did, but a lot of trouble, a lot of trouble. Every time, as soon as I got in there, passport, right, can you come this way, please? Describe, like, what is this? And it's like, can you describe your, what's it, number on the passport? Who the fuck knows their number on the passport? and all stuff like that, really, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bit of a pain in the arse. But I got
away
on holiday.
You need when you get away for a good time.
Exactly. Good laughs, good times, good vibes.
I'm sorry to hear about that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Max, some shit dancing got you kicked off wrestling.
So I went to Butlins, or one of those sort of holiday camps where they provide entertainment for all the holiday goers.
Were you there as a guest, or were you working?
No, I was there as a guest. Okay. I was with my cousins and my aunt and uncle.
What was the sleeping arrangement?
They had sort of like one of those... Like, technically,
you don't talk about it.
It was like one of those camper vans that they have the holiday homes. I had a bunk. They had a little room.
Oh yeah.
And my cousin was in the other bunk.
Okay, just one of the cousin.
There's another cousin. He was in another like upper area. Fast forward to the wrestling match. There's a wrestling match, and I'm in the crowd. And the issue was before I'd gone into the wrestling match, I was in the grass outside, like sort of with my cousins having a good time.
Sorry, can you just show me what a good time looks like again?
There you go.
For those listening, Max is just shaking his body from side to side, arms in the air like he just doesn't care.
And I'd obviously stepped in dog feces.
Why is that obvious? Why you dancing? Oh no, something's gone wrong. He's a jiving.
And then I went into the wrestling match.
Obviously.
And the scent of said dog feces got a few complaints. And I was asked to leave so I could go wash my shoes.
So you said some bad dancing.
No, shit dancing. I was dancing.
Oh, nice fun there.
Yeah.
Shit dancing.
Yeah, boy.
So I said obviously. Belly.
Okay. And wrestling match. Like, was it professional wrestlers or was it like...
It's the sort of, you know...
Yeah, Triple H.
The Undertaker was there. It was I don't know.
But it was a wrestling show put on by a company.
Excuse me, sir.
Right, okay.
Is this professional? Yeah, I assume it was professional in some instances. They were getting paid for it.
Right, fair enough.
It wasn't just some randomers from the holiday.
Yeah, but I mean, like, was it kind of, you know, with a narrative, that kind of wrestling, or was it like amateur kind of just
there long enough
grappling?
To know.
You know,
you got kicked out, mate.
You got kicked out within the first 5 minutes.
Fine, fair enough.
Shitty shoes.
Stephen, what was yours again?
Yeah, boy. I've been sick in every country of Great Britain.
Can you name them all?
Big sick, little sick.
You've been sick in England. You live in England. That makes sense. Why were you sick in Wales?
Oh, that's good. So my sister went to university in Bangor.
Yeah.
And I was with my dad, and he lives in the Wirral. So we were going on the Saturday to go and visit my sister.
Yeah.
I wasn't well, but because he doesn't visit her often.
Bangor.
Get out, Joe.
So you're on the way to Bangor.
Yeah. To be clear, when I say I'm going to visit my sister, I'm on my way to a place in North Wales, but I'm not well.
Right, okay.
I'm feeling really tired. Just not with it.
But you've got a banger nonetheless.
Well, my dad's just going anyway. He's going to see his daughter that he doesn't see often. Then when I get there, I'm really unwell. So they go out for the day, but I stay there in my sister's dorms. Thankfully, nobody knocks on. But I'm sick there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Why were you sick in Northern Ireland?
So it was the last show on the tour, and I'd just started trying cider. So I had a few ciders there. Didn't sit well with me. But we'd been out for the show, and all I'd had to eat was like snacks that I'd got from the meet and greet, so a bit of chocolate, and then we drank, and that just didn't sit well with me. So that one was two fingers down the throat. It still counts.
Yeah.
And in Scotland, I assume it was something to do with Fringe.
Oh, no.
No?
No, Scotland was around St. Abbs when I was... We went there a couple of times, but I was about 11 years old. And it was at the start of the week. My mum got me a basket. So it's where she just lets me fill up the basket with whatever I want in the supermarket. But I just did it with a load of cheap chocolate. But then she'd got me a box of lint to last me the week. After the first night, I gorged about 8/10, if you will, or 4/5, whichever way you're looking at it, I'm a fat fuck. And then I was sick.
One truth, yeah?
Yes, one truth.
I think Stephen's telling the truth.
Oh no.
I hope Dave's not telling the truth, because I don't think that's... I'll go Max then.
Congratulations.
Well done.
Thought he had you.
Too late now. I know.
He's on the plane to Bordeaux. Yeah.
Got you a little bit though.
No, you did get me a little bit.
Nice one.
Give
nice
you that
one.
Much.
Yeah. Tends to be nervous and spill my drink. Stupid now.
I was torn, but I just thought,
mate.
You know, it's when you were doing this. I don't know. Just...
Hey Max, what does Tom's penis look like? Because his pants have been pulled down again.
Ugly.
Yeah. Ugly dick.
You've shriveled.
Yeah. No, let's go to our wacky mate Dave.
The Wales.
Yay!
Yay!
And this is where he starts rattling off facts about the humpback. Okay. We go fucking hell, Dave.
So, the first question is...
I've done no research.
I have some questions for you about Wales. Could you tell me?
I've never been to Wales, so there goes the first question.
Have you?
No, I've never been. My girlfriend's dad is Welsh.
Yeah?
She tells me every time where he's from, but I can never remember. It's in the valleys. Valleys, you see. Not a clue where. So, next question. Best and worst things about Wales. So, I'll start off with my worst things about Wales is the fact that the language is weird. It's the oldest language in Britain.
Wow, so it's before English.
When the Celtics were around.
Yeah.
So, before the Roman invasion and all that.
Yeah.
It's very cramped in Wales. Because like where they don't build, like it's very hilly, so you don't get a lot of things. It's very cramped in a small town. Apparently. I've done some research.
Apparently, I've done no research.
From what I can gather from that, there's a lot of empty land.
Yeah, there is.
You just
that
can't build
been,
on it.
Yeah,
Scotland would be the same, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Exactly.
So you got Cardiff and Swansea kind of in the south, and then there's a lot of nothing.
And it's very hilly, and for a person like me, I'm very lazy, can't be asked to walk all the time.
Can't be asked to go there.
So apparently, like, these kids have to walk up a mountain or a hill and back down to get to school.
It's not, you know, Red Nose Day.
No.
You wouldn't see a fucking documentary about them.
Right, please help this kid get
Lenny
to school.
Lenny Henry stood there in real, going... poor Oliver's got bad calves.
But the things I like about Wales is... you won't like it, but it's the castles. I love a castle, mate.
Yeah?
Wales has the biggest, largest amount of castles in Britain.
Wow.
Over 600 castles they have.
What?
Over 600.
Why are there 600 people in there?
Exactly. Do you know what I mean? Just help them out. Go back to the way it was in the old times. The scenery in Wales is lovely.
Yeah?
It's a bit like...
So you're told.
Yeah. So Wikipedia says. And another thing I like is the funny accents. I think they...
They're wacky, aren't they?
We Wales. We go down to the pub, we do.
I can speak... not Spanish. Welsh.
Can you?
I can say... fish and chips in Welsh.
Nice, go on, give it a go.
Panado de.
Panado de.
Panado de.
Panado de.
So much culture.
They have, in Wales, the longest name town in the world.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try and pronounce it for you today.
I have no doubts about this.
So I'm going to give it as best as chance I can go. I've already forgot the voice
build up
spell. So, sorry, don't put me off, Tom. But, go.
That sounds a little bit more Arabic.
Good,
The issue is, I don't know enough about it to say if you're good or bad.
So I've been to Wales and I don't think that was good.
Thing is, though, that could have been perfect.
It definitely wasn't.
I've got Welsh family.
Do you want to hear my voice recording? It's a lot better.
That's Spanish. Fanguere.
Oh my god! And that took me 2 days.
Yeah, fuck off!
I wasn't even that close.
Sounds about right, though.
I was proud of myself. Another good thing that's come out of Wales is Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah. Sure.
So,
but the Welsh writer Ruth Jones. Yeah.
Ruth Jones. So yeah. And
the crikey.
Place. Yeah, it's built in.
Barry.
James
exactly,
Corden, you could have
Barry
talked
Ireland.
About him with your England bit, couldn't you?
I hate him.
You know, one of our great exports.
Thank God
James
he's gone.
Corden.
Let's keep him over there.
Yeah.
what about famous people from Wales?
Famous people.
Mr. Jones.
So, Tom Jones. He's a famous musician, singer, to be precise. You've got Anthony Hopkins. Who's the actor from Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
You know? Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's from Wales.
Tasty minx.
Yes.
That's the best sign Wales, if you ask me. who's the blonde singer, Dave? She's an opera singer.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of opera singers from Wales, but I don't know.
What is her name?
Catherine Jenkins.
That's it, yeah.
Catherine Jenkins. Yeah.
Charlotte Church.
Charlotte Church. A lot of opera singers. Like the guy who won.
Who's the snowman guy?
Alan Jones.
Yeah, there you go.
Him. I didn't know that.
It's like Scottish has got the football managers. England's got shitty comedians.
And they've got opera singers.
As we've proved today.
Terry Jones from Monty Python. He was Welsh.
Yeah.
Taron Egerton from Kingsman, the main guy. Gareth Bale. Christian Bale.
Oh, yeah.
Batman. He's from Wales.
He's another one like Gordon Ramsay, you forget, don't you?
Exactly. And Gareth Bale, Ryan Giggs.
Yeah.
Got them. And who's the sporting guy? Boxing person. Joe Calzacchi. And I found another guy called Gavin Rees. Spelt my way as well.
Wow. Nice. What about musicians? We've done the opera singers.
Yeah, Tom Jones. That's it about music, really.
Delicacies, Dave.
Delicacies. They like a dish called cowl. It's basically a soup.
Nice.
Made with leeks.
Yeah.
And potatoes and swedes.
I once had a leaky soup. I poured it in a colander. That was for Max.
Nice one, Max. They also do a Welsh rarebit, which is basically cheese on toast.
Is it?
A nice cheese.
I thought it was rabbit or something.
Yeah, yeah. No, I thought I was a bit disappointed.
I just did goof, eh, Dave?
And they do another thing called Glamorgan sausages. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong.
No.
Glamorgan.
Glamorgan sausages, which...
Sorry, this guy's never been to Wales.
Which, again, is filled with cheese and leeks. Fun facts for you about the leeks for Wales. It's because the patron saint of Wales is Saint David, and during it, during the war, one of the wars, I don't know,
pissed himself.
He said, "Put wear leeks on your head, so then you can differentiate what soldiers you're fighting." And that's why
they lost them. What would you change about Wales?
What would I change?
It's a bit boring.
It's a bit boring.
Yeah, for me, I'm not really a sightseer person, so if you like sightseeing, you'll love that.
But they've got loads of castles, and you said you like castles.
Oh, shit, yeah, I love the castles. What would I change? Probably...
Change the fact that you've not visited.
There you go. Nice, well done, Tom.
Well done.
Stephen Price, we'll do that quickly. Nice. That's a fast one. The last answer was Woolworths. I had a nice hot meal in Woolworths.
Didn't know they did hot food.
Oh, yeah, it was a treat. At least in St. Helens they did.
Ah, right. I did go to Woolworths in Stockport.
No, yeah.
Oh, God.
But they didn't even have anything in there, did they?
The door. All right.
It's good. It's good.
It's a great shop.
Here we go. We're going to the 28th of October, 2003.
Spooky.
Near Halloween. It's 2003.
Yeah.
On Saturday, I went to a Halloween party. So me. We played two games, Pass the Skull and Duck Apple. I was being a blank. It's not the C word. My sister went to the cinema with my mum. I forget that last bit. So it was Halloween. What was I dressed as, basically?
Right.
Yeah. It's a tricky one. We could be on for a rollover.
Nice.
If you know the answer, then please reply to the tweet at Tries Podcast on Twitter. And yeah, we've had 2 minutes in a row. No one gets this. We will have a rollover. Anyway, Tom.
Northern Ireland.
Right then. So Northern Ireland, quite a young country.
Yeah.
Less than 100 years old. So it doesn't have the history of the others.
Tom Soldy thinks less than 100. There's Northern Ireland there.
So capital city, Belfast. Nice. Population 1.9 million approximately. Favourite chocolate, Cadbury's Dairy Milk.
That's just Tom.
although in joint second, bounties and fries, Turkish Delight.
Oh,
so,
nice. A Turkish Delight?
Yeah.
I hate Turkish Delight.
Joint second.
I don't mind a bounty, but I do turn my nose up at a Turkish Delight.
A few famous sons and daughters, Van Morrison, Liam Neeson. Eamon Hones, Christine Lampard, formerly Christine Blakely.
Yeah.
Who used to impersonate a lot, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, Tom, you stitched me right up there. Oh, Tom. No.
Oh, no.
No, you're not going to. You're not a chance. You can move on.
Yeah, good. I will.
And Christine Blakely. There we go. The issue with that is I am saying her name, which sort of ruins the... it's not even the right name now. Lampard. Doesn't work for me. Blakely.
Home to the Giant's Causeway. Beautiful kind of natural...
What is that, Tom?
Hexagonal land formation on the coast.
That sounds wacky.
Yeah, it's absolutely stunning.
Intriguing.
Not been myself, obviously. I've seen images of it, but it's on the wild Atlantic coast of Ireland that kind of comes down from Scandinavia, where the Cliffs of Moher are, and that kind of extends through Southern Ireland into the north as well, worth a visit. The world-famous, actually voted the best tourist attraction in the world, the Titanic Museum.
What's
that about? Well, obviously the Titanic was built in Belfast, so the museum is on the site of it. They do you know what, I've not been myself, but they do something amazing with like holograms and stuff, and you can kind of see it being built. And so that's,
you got like the Tupac hologram.
Yeah, of course, much like Tupac.
He does appear in it sometimes.
Yep.
No glitch.
I'm Captain Tupac, yo.
Don't you gotta brag about that though, building the Titanic.
Sorry?
But they
because
it sunk.
Done the one thing.
Sorry,
they said
spoilers
it
there.
Do.
But
yeah. True. So Ireland was partitioned by the British government. So they separated the north and the south.
Why?
So basically, Ireland have been under British rule for hundreds of years. There's always been a clamour for a united Ireland.
Yeah.
A lot of the British colonists and stuff settled in the north, where traditionally there was better land and it was wealthier. Obviously, from them being there over the years. The Protestant north, and then the south was a lot poorer, a lot bigger. There's 26 counties in the south, and there's only 6 in the north. So they partitioned it off in 1922. Ireland, Southern Ireland became the Free State, or the Republic of Ireland as we know today, and the North became Northern Ireland. So if you're born in Northern Ireland, because of obviously the partition was, you know, out of the hands of the Republic, you can still opt to take Southern passport.
Right. Fair enough.
So you're British at birth, but you can be. So lots of people, you get lots of people born in the north that kind of opt to represent the south at football or whatever, or just take a passport.
Yeah.
So
cool.
Good idea.
Yeah. The troubles were because there were still some Catholics living there.
Mm-hmm.
They were obviously a minority, and they didn't like the fact that they had no political power. They didn't want to be ruled by Britain. And then the Protestants didn't trust that there was people living in the country that clearly wanted to bring down the Union.
Yeah.
So for many, many years, they were, you know, obviously at each other. You'll know Bloody Sunday when, to avoid civil war.
Song.
Yeah.
British sent the troops in, and yeah, just opened fire on a Catholic demonstration. So.
Oh,
evil.
In 1998, I think it was when they finally had the Good Friday Agreement at Stormont, and they agreed to share power.
Yeah.
And someone from the Catholic and the Protestant delegation ruled the country together. And since then, it's been plainer sailing, but yeah, still there's still a clamour in some parts.
Always a bit of tension.
A united Ireland. But it was agreed that it would never happen unless the people of the North voted for it. So,
okay. I like the accent there. Northern Ireland.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it because I've not practiced. But you're probably going to give it a go.
No. I've shouted Northern Ireland before in an Irish accent. Done my Christine Blake thing. I'm not going to perform for you, Tom.
But yeah, you like the accent.
Yeah, it's good.
So that's good. Also, in on the Bushmills site in Northern Ireland, it's the oldest ever whiskey distillery.
Does that mean it's the best whiskey because the older it is, the better?
No, it doesn't mean that. I think it was 1604 or something, or 1608, but it's very reputable one. Very nice whiskey, Bushmills.
A few questions. Best export?
From Northern Ireland.
I don't know.
Best import?
What, George Best?
Of course, George Best.
He's the best.
Yeah, yeah, fantastic.
Best export.
One of the best players of his generation.
Can I have a Northern Irish delicacy?
The thing is with Northern Ireland, because it's only been around so long, a lot of their so they drink a lot of Guinness. A lot of the stuff is very similar to Southern Ireland. They do have, you know, there's, I'll tell you what's great about Belfast, having not been there myself though. They have a lot of murals painted on the building, so lots of you know, on both sides, kind of for the history, famous people during.
Is that a delicacy?
It's not delicacy, mate.
Sweet, okay, art, mate.
No, I've not looked at delicacies. I gave you the chocolate.
Just be honest with us, Tom.
Wow,
yeah,
I know you've done his waffle on about the fucking giant.
There's some lovely parks there. What about the food?
This is my segment.
No, it's not.
I presented my research on Northern Ireland.
Top five. Famous people.
Well, I gave you some, didn't I? I gave you Van Morrison, building. Liam Neeson, Eamon Holmes, Christine Lampard.
Can we
Lampard,
have some musicians, please?
Snow Patrol.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Boring.
I think.
Anyone else?
Van Morrison, there you go.
Anyone else has heard?
No, not off the top of my head.
Okay. Any solo singers?
Enya is from Northern Ireland.
Is she?
She nice. Does not identify. She, she identifies sing? As Irish, and she lives in Dublin. So.
A lot of Game of Thrones was filmed in Ireland, I believe.
And Line of Duty.
Really?
Yeah.
More, you know. Mm-hmm.
Good show.
Yeah. Game very of kind of a mythical history in that sense, like lots of stories and you see a lot of a lot of these show, you know, like Game of Thrones and stuff, and take inspiration from the folklore of Ireland.
Mm.
Nice. Leprechauns, is that Ireland?
Yeah, leprechauns.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rainbows.
They love a story.
Pot of gold.
Turkish delight, though. I can't get over that.
Yeah,
fuck likes a Turkish mental. Delight.
Yeah,
that's awful.
And bounties.
Bonkers.
Hey.
That means it's time for...
Kill a few seconds.
It's time for IMAX! Sorry to pour a dampener on this. It's come to my attention that since you won the poll, you may have got a little bit comfortable.
So after last week, barnstormer of an episode.
Had not finished, Max.
Neither have I.
Just like you cut me short, I had to cut you short last week. Because in your own words...
It was...
break the fourth wall here. You said it was shit. Okay.
The fourth wall. I thought it was broken. What? I spent months perfecting this character. I've been saying nothing but fresh new fucking movies.
Sorry.
Yeah, rivalries aside, I thought last week was really bad.
It was awful, man.
I couldn't hear what was being said. Like,
felt sick.
All I could hear was eat shit. Max, look, you've got to bring back the IMAX that the audience knew and loved.
It used to be Peppy.
Yeah. Peppy Smith, eh?
Hey. Peppy Smith did die, but like Jesus Christ, he has been reborn.
Depending on what you believe.
Go back in character. Hey guys, IMAX has hit a bit of a snag this week. After last week, we were cut short, which is infuriating because, as you know, with my audio journeys, there's sort of like a journal of my doings, comings and goings.
This was a fucking roundabout of a journey, mate. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just kept going on and on.
Yep.
Same thing.
In the middle, there's something beautiful. Maybe.
What roundabouts do you look at?
Just artistic ones.
Sometimes there's a divot in the grass where a car's ploughed through it.
Sometimes.
I mean, what did we miss by
that? Was a car crash.
Whoopi Goldberg coming in at the end.
She wasn't in that one, I don't
think.
Was
she not?
Maybe.
Come on.
She has to be honest. Be honest.
It's right. Whoopi Goldberg. Anyway, Max.
This week, IMAX, it's all about Britain for me.
Great Britain, to be precise.
No, England. That's what I meant to say. This week, IMAX is... fuck me.
No, thanks.
Smashed it!
Touching my breast.
Watch that screen.
That's what you'll be saying after you watch this IMAX. Watch that screen and watch the hit movie This Is England.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Whoa. Are we gonna play it on here?
Sure. I remembered when me and my good friend Dave here shadowed Stephen Graham as he was getting into character as a combo for the hit movie.
This is England.
Yeah. So here's what happened.
Welcome to the IMAX experience. Enjoy the show.
Wow, Dave, today truly is a beautiful day. BAFTA award nominee Stephen Graham has allowed us to shadow him as he prepares for the hit movie This Is England.
Oh my God!
I know how much you love Britain, so I thought this would be a right treat for you.
Thank you.
Safe, G. Oh look, here comes Stephen now. Oh, I should warn you, he's mad into method acting. Just act normal.
Hi, love.
Bonjour.
You idiot, Dave. Stephen's character doesn't like foreign words. They scare him.
A little fucking whippersnapper.
Please forgive him, mate. He's nervous as all. Shall we go for some food? What do you fancy, Dave?
An Indian.
Oh, for God's sake, Dave. Let's just go to this conveniently placed McDonald's. Oh,
shit, what am I going to order?
I don't know. What does your dad eat?
My dad once ate my brother's shit by accident.
Fucking cheap and easy joke.
I'm a film reviewer, not a comedian. Anyway, here's our food. What a treat. Oh.
What's wrong, mate?
They forgot my pud-pud. Can I have yours?
No, mate.
Oh, come on, lad. You don't need it. You got two.
I don't care. You're not having it?
I will pry that pud-pud from your cold, dead hands if I have to. Oh, shit. Here comes the waiter.
Hello. My name's Ryan Locke.
This fella was robbing my pudding.
He's got two, though. I'm a growing boy. I need my milky treat.
That's what this nation has been built on, pudding.
Fuck, fine. Servant boy, get me a pud-pud.
Are you okay for water?
Yes.
This is pudding.
Shut up. Anyway, what do you think of IMAX?
This breaks my fucking heart to say it. Can't stand them.
Well, as a character who hates minorities, it's odd because you've become one, because a majority of people actually do like the show. So thank you.
Oh, wow. He's back with a bang there.
Back with a vengeance. Yeah, yeah.
My favourite part of that has to be the emotion, as she said. Yeah, yeah. Here comes the waiter.
My favourite part was when you said BAFTA award winning actor. Because yeah. You didn't get nominated for a BAFTA until years after doing that.
How do you know that? How do you know so much about Stephen Graham?
Because it was one of his breakthrough films.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, IMAX, so I'm such a good reviewer that I can tell.
That's it, you get a scent for these things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You hang around enough celebs as I do.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand them.
Am I going to win a BAFTA?
Yeah. Yeah.
Should we go out in the hallway and kiss for a bit?
Yeah. Yes, please.
I would.
So just to celebrate how good that. It's just great to have IMAX back, isn't it? I'm going to buy you the best champagne this side of Torquay.
So, yeah, it was really good.
Hello there, chaps. How's it going? It's good to be back. We're not interrupting, are we?
No, not at all.
This is pucker, this mate.
You don't even just use the screen to
grow.
Well, I'm sitting hold you. I just can't even resist.
That's me boy, that. Fucking love him.
He's great.
It's good to be back.
Yeah. It's like nothing's bloody changed. This we got Looney Cooney, we got Reese's Pieces. That's changed. Sorry, I shouldn't have known.
Days right, it's fine.
We've still been listening though.
Yeah,
you kind of get enough.
Oh, good.
So
what brings you today?
You know us two. We love to discover new things.
Yeah. Oh, preach it, son.
We've realised we need to discover the most important thing: ourselves.
Nice.
You know what I mean? So we've just been working on that. What makes us tick? You know. Turns out I love arts and crafts.
Oh, that's me.
Can't
nice.
He get enough of it?
So creative, man.
I made Stonehenge out of the inside of toilet rolls.
Unfortunately, it seems like a Phil Gale has ruined them.
And obviously, Phil Gale's my wife's name.
You can imagine what it was like, though.
Yeah, looking. You know, looks
so awesome. That was a bag of prunes wasted, wasn't it?
Oh, that's me boy. That's me boy right there.
I look good.
Obviously, I'm on a ticking time clock. A ticking time clock.
One of them time.
I love that phrase though.
I've got to go to prison after this for the murder of my wife. Me and my boy have been travelling the UK to see all the sights before I get locked away.
What a beautiful
the brutal
story.
Brutal murder of my mother. Yeah.
did you kill her?
Oh yes, sir.
There's no doubt about it.
Fully commit to it as well. No, that's not what I meant to say.
You wouldn't do it again, though, would you?
I would. I bloody would, mate. But I have to say, I've got a bucket list of 10 of the best things I want to do before I go to prison for life and might get killed in prison.
What's number one on your bucket list?
I'm going to go skinny dipping in every single big body of water in the UK.
That's funny, because I thought your bucket list number one was a stealthy handle. I would have a little bit
son!
We'd have a wee laugh about that. Anyway, Dad, tell them about where we've been.
So we were in a hotel in Rochdale.
We've actually got a picture. It's for the folks at home though, but it's great. Tell you, that night in the travel lodge was fantastic.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you for making one of my last nights on this godforsaken planet. It's such a great night with
you. You're not getting the electric chair, are you?
I probably should do. Which leads me to our next place that we went to, son.
Of course, we went to a Blockbuster in Plymouth, as you can see for yourself there. We just had a good time.
I went in and I said, I want to rent a dirty movie. Do you remember that, son?
No, I was stood outside. You said you were using the toilets, but no.
No, I went in and I demanded a dirty movie for me and my boy to watch.
Together?
Yes.
it looks shut down, the Blockbuster, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's been abandoned for about 12 years now.
But I had a full-on conversation, I swear you, at the checkout. And the man behind, he smelled of piss and vinegar. And he said to me, we don't do dirty movie.
If your good self there can confirm with my dad smells of piss and vinegar, because this may explain what's going on here. You're stood in the window of the Blockbuster, just shouting.
You're kidding me, son. No,
you didn't get any sleep at the travel lodge, did you?
No, I was up all night bombing Tom Looney, mate. That's why I got the thought of a dirty movie in my mind.
Happy about this.
Do you remember that?
You don't look too happy in that picture either. Anyway, we went to Butthole Lane. And not just you two. It was funny though, isn't it? Butthole lane.
Yeah. So fucking lane. Who thinks of these words, man?
Again, it smelled of piss and vinegar there. One common denominator.
Which is weird, because buttholes don't normally smell of piss. Smell of poo.
And
that was one of our first discoveries. As a joke. You could even unbook the world as we know it.
That was a real undercover investigation.
By Des
son.
Tinney. Well, we went to Cadbury's World, as again you can see. But after that, we lost battery in our camera.
And we decided to give up because if we don't have photographic evidence, what's the fucking point?
Well, yeah. We didn't give up. We just got a little bit more pissed.
Oh, that's so true.
One morning, we woke up at the arse end of Devon. Not your fiance. No. Oh, yeah, that's not what we did. We also went to Paul O'Grady's holiday home in Wrexham. It's great.
Yeah. So many memories, son.
Yeah. Dad, should we tell him about when we had a look over Adrian's wall?
Oh, yeah. So, as a wee nipper, right, my father used to sit me down on wee knee and say, "Hey, boy, up north in Scotland, there's a big place called Adrian's Wall." So we went and I peeked over. Yeah. They're having gay orgy. It turns out Adrian is a gay man. And he has a lot of gay sex. Do you remember that?
No, I remember we peeked over the wall and saw his wife breastfeeding, which was far less offensive than the gay orgy angle you've got for.
Ah, gay orgy's not offensive, everyone does it. We did it in a travelodge, you remember, son? With Tom Looney.
And of course, lastly, we went to the set of Butterside Down.
Right.
Which was great, wasn't it?
Oh, so many memories. Yeah.
it was just fantastic to think, you know, this is where the great show was made. And we're now part of history, you know, being with yourself there, the main man. Well, he stole the show for me, you know.
So
you should go to jail for stealing the show, my friend. Fantastic.
That's funny because I've gone to prison and I'll probably die.
Well, yeah, you did kill my mother, Dad, so it's probably
deserve
just.
It. Right,
yeah.
So.
Anyway, we'll see you.
Come on, Dad, let's get you to Stranger Show.
That was interesting.
Yeah. I can't believe they didn't have any champagne.
Bastards.
The kiss was nice, though.
Yeah, it really was.
You deserved it.
You popped my cork. Well, clapping, popping your cork.
Every time.
Should we have an old classic here? Dave Raves.
It's Dave's Raves. Dave's Raves. Gotta get those Dave's Raves.
He's angry.
You know when you go on an all-inclusive holiday?
Yeah, preach it.
Yeah. You know, you go to a buffet. And you see someone walk past with a plate of food and you're like, where the fuck did they get that from?
Because
I've been walking around this buffet for ages and I can't find what they've got on their plate. Is there a secret room that we don't know about and only the elite know about this room? So
the fat cats at the top.
I know what you mean, Dave.
Do you get it?
I went on holiday when I was younger. There's a room and I think it went off around the corner. It was a massive, like, dinner hall, whatever it was. But then someone had a massive plate of these sweet pastries.
Yeah.
And just like you said, I was going,
where the hell
is that from? You know, sure, I was stuffed with ice cream. But
it's always room for more.
Could have tackled some pastries.
Yeah.
I thought about it the other day and I was like, this does my head in. All I want is a sausage.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the fake sausages they do over there. Well, the little ones. Yeah, like the red ones.
Yeah,
you know?
I know what you mean.
Not really porky, but they do the job. They do the job.
Yeah.
I want to know where they are. I'm only finding stuff like ash browns, which, don't get me wrong, I do like an ash brown.
We all love ash browns. Yeah.
But I want to find these little red fake sausages.
Yeah.
Like, but...
Have you not thought about opening a dialogue with the person with the food?
I do, but usually they're different language, and I don't speak English half the time. So
you're great at Welsh, though.
It really is.
So, and I just talk to them, they just stare at me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Of course, some people take more than a fair share, don't they? So,
exactly.
Like, if something good goes out, you know, if you're not there at that moment...
It's gone.
You know, or you could eat buffet.
What do you make of people that take stuff for the rest of the day? Like, from the breakfast?
People that bag things for later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tell you what my issue is if I have something sweet for breakfast, that's it for the day, then.
Yeah,
I'm just,
can't.
Like, on a sweet right. path. And
I'll just get a load of bacon, hash browns, sausages, scrambled egg, you name it. Apart from tomatoes, I'm not a fan of tomatoes.
A hot tomato is a dangerous prospect, Dave. Stay well away.
Hey, mushrooms? Gotta love a mushroom.
I do love a mushroom.
Yeah.
Anyway, apologies for going off.
That's right. Next on the topic is, can animals get disabilities like humans?
Yes. Yeah.
Like cerebral palsy and that.
Oh.
Well, I mean.
Or autism.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know.
Show me autism. An autistic owl and I'll pay you £5.
Like, I'm pretty sure my nan's grandma's dog, she's got ADHD. So I just never knew that. Like,
I don't know.
Well, they can get cancer, animals.
Of course, yeah.
I guess, I think it's a bit about with money, really. Like, would you, how much money would you spend looking into autism in cats?
Yeah, I'm thinking, like,
they do lash out.
Yeah.
I don't know if that means autistic.
It almost certainly exists, you know. It's just a...
Yeah.
Pray and go. Pray and go.
Anything else, Dave?
No, that was Dave's race.
Dave's race.
Gotta love that Dave's race.
He's thoughtful. Now we turn to the wackiest man in all of Taiwan. It's Tom Looney.
Looney. Looney. Looney. Looney. Looney.
So, with the theme this week being Great Britain.
Yeah.
I've taken a little look in the archives and found some things.
What do you call it? Great Britain.
Hey!
Hey!
Yeah, there's that. But I've gone for not so Great Britain.
Oh!
Yeah, you know, history is written by the winners, and we have been.
And the historians.
Serial winners.
Yeah.
And so a lot of our misdeeds have been kind of.
Brushed under.
Brushed over, yeah. Mm. Brushed under the rug. So it's. It's a little heavy.
Sorry, is Misdeeds a sequel to Adam Sandler's hit film, Mr. Deeds?
He's won! He's won!
Oh, he plays both parts.
Yeah, it's all about the great British atrocities throughout history.
So, to begin with, concentration camps in the Boer War. What people don't realise is many years before, you know, the Holocaust and obviously...
Hitler and that.
Hitler and that. The British were well ahead in making concentration camps and taking war to the civilians rather than soldiers.
Is the equivalent of Auschwitz, but a British one?
Well, we've probably done abroad? Much worse over the... I mean, the British Empire was for hundreds of years,
wasn't
it? Yeah. So, like this one in particular. So basically, the regions are in like what's modern-day South Africa. So we got forced out of there, and then they discovered gold and diamonds there. So we went back.
Diamonds?
Yeah, so, well, gold and diamonds.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, and so we practiced something called scorched earth, where we basically just burnt everything. And in the concentration camps, it was mainly women and children. And Jesus. It was like about at least 60,000 people, they estimate, died.
Britain.
Mostly women and children, yeah.
Jesus.
So that's...
What's that?
But that's that.
On the one hand, Britain has that. They also have Noel Fielding. So.
The Amritsar massacre. Now, we've got... So, India was considered the jewel of the British Empire.
Yeah.
It's very rich in all sorts.
Yeah.
So, a lot of shit's gone on there.
Silk.
Yeah, so this one in particular... so, there'd been a government decree from London passed through. To stop people from meeting because Gandhi was around
and
people were starting to kind of rebel against the British rule.
Yeah.
And so some peaceful protesters went to celebrate a religious festival, but they were in a garden and it was a walled garden. So they barricaded the doors and stationed themselves on top of the walls and they fired on them until they ran out of bullets.
Bloody
so
hell.
In the space of 10 minutes, they killed 1,000 and injured another 1,000 until they ran out of bullets. So Brigadier Dyer, who was the one that basically organised this, was lauded a hero by the British public. He got a nice thank you, and the taxpayers banded together to give him a nice £26,000 to say thanks for his work in the region.
£26,000 back then.
Yeah. So last one was the... So I think this one gets brought up a lot because of the controversy surrounding Churchill.
Yeah.
And whether he's a hero or not. And I think, realistically, he's synonymous with the war. And so there's always going to be statues of Churchill. He was a great leader in that time, but also had a nasty side to him. India was very poor at the time, so it was in the Bengal region. People were very poor. They couldn't afford food. And there was a dying crop at the time, but it was the British, it was their reaction to it that caused the famine. They were sending it all over the place at the time. They were making a lot of stuff to send to China, and obviously that was worth a lot of money. They were sending stuff to the troops during the war, sending stuff to Greece, and millions, I think it was 4 million people starved to death
God.
From him diverting food away. And so when he was talking about it, what he's been accredited with privately is saying, I hate Indians, they're beastly people with a beastly religion. And he said the famine was their fault for breeding like rabbits. A lot of our exports of grain and various other foods was at record high. So it's safe to say there wasn't really such a famine as such, but more of an engineered starvation that killed millions of people.
Would you advise people to go out and pull down the nearest Winston Churchill statue?
No, I don't think we should do that.
Okay. Push it.
Maybe. Yeah. Give it a little kick.
And that paint.
No, make sure you're wearing steel toe cap boots if you're going to do that. All right? I mean, croc wearers.
There's no point, is there, in tearing down? Yeah. I mean, I do get, you know, with your history,
the anger. Kind of,
certainly slave traders and stuff, you know, it makes sense to. Mm-hmm.
I can just walk past and call him a pussy.
Yeah. Could do that. Yeah.
thank you for Tom Looney.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Amazing.
Let's whack him more educational this week.
Yeah, you know, I just thought, just kind of rebalance things a little bit, you know.
Sure. Yeah. Should we go back to the wacky world of Put It to the Max?
Okay. Right then. Hi, fellas. I've got a situation that I could do some help with. Around January this year, my granddad got diagnosed with terminal cancer, and the doctors gave him a maximum of a year to live. Before you offer me sympathy, you should know that he is, there's no other way of putting it, a massive cunt. He's been a bellend to me and my brother our whole lives, but now he's dying, he's decided he wants to be sound with us. We're not having it, and it's caused a lot of friction between me and my mum. So do I pretend to be pleasant for another few months, or stick to my principles and not put up with this bullshit just because he's dying? That's from Joe.
That's a nice one.
Real easy
that's
one.
Yeah.
If it's going to make your mum feel better, I'd say just go along with it. Yeah. He's going to die. So just whatever makes your mum happy, because she's going to stick around for a bit longer, hopefully. Yeah,
they've ultimately won because he's dead, dying. Yeah. So technically, they've won over him on that one.
It's just going to be a negative feeling on your side. But I don't know what he's done.
No.
I mean, there's levels to this.
Yeah. And I'm assuming it's your mum's dad if she's the one, you know. So
I'm someone that would hold a grudge and would maybe like
screw you.
Yeah, don't. I'm not going to help you now.
Yeah.
If it's just going to make him feel better, if he has been awful, I get that. But if he's not done anything that bad, then...
And there's going to be years to come to talk about your relationship with him and, you know, how he was, but maybe now, when with all the emotion of him dying for your mum, just, you know...
Just grin and bear it.
Yeah, grin and bear it. You know.
Unless he's done something awful, then...
Yeah. If that's the case, let us know.
Yeah, or the
and we'll amend our advice. Hi Max, Stephen, Tom and Dave. I'm a 19-year-old girl with little to no self-confidence. I'm quite shy and struggle with nerves. I've got some job interviews coming up soon and I'm shit scared. Any advice on how to handle nerves? Thank you, really loving the podcast, makes my day, never fails to make me laugh, keep it up. And that's from Evie.
Nice one, Evie.
You're 19, going to a job interview. It'll be tough, but I mean, what? That's 5 minutes. I assume. I've not really been to a lot of them. My interview with Stephen was very tough.
It was. Yeah. With a job interview, you got to remember. I think it's good to always ask them questions, because instead of just being, you know, you on the spot, if you ask them questions, it sort of makes them try and validate their job to you as well. That's a good tactic to use.
And if you can make it more of a conversation, it is less intimidating than just answering questions.
And also, if you come if you come along as a come across as a human being, you're more likely to hire you.
It's how you are speaking to them.
Yeah.
There's no point saying everything right if you blank everyone when you walk in the office or whatever.
It doesn't matter how confident you are. Like if it's a job that you want, there's always going to be a bit of nerves, because you know that you're up against other people and you've got a few minutes and you've got to smash it. So don't worry about being nervous. Just don't let it cripple you, and it will get easier with the more you do.
And there's loads of jobs.
Yeah,
I say to imagine them naked.
It depends on the job.
Yeah. This is my son. Yeah, you'll be babysitting.
Or have a drink before you go in.
Get leathered.
Yeah. That's what you did for your interview, wasn't it?
Kind of remember that you were just going like this during our interview.
Down, boy, down! I need this!
The job.
You just go, I'm going to work hard. I'm going to give you all I got. Hope that helps.
Okay, this one is aimed at you. Dear Max, Stephen, Dave and Google. Can you see that?
Oh, that's
fucking
wacky.
Hell.
Nice. Right. Keep reading.
I love the vibe.
Okay, here it is. Explained. I'm the world's biggest fan of IMAX. So over a few minutes a week is not enough to... So satiate my desire to consume reviews of the newest, freshest movies. I often find myself waking up in cold sweats, having dreamt of Max reviewing fresh flicks such as Citizen Kane and Ghost with Whoopi Goldberg. How do you recommend dealing with this? Is there any substitute that can quench my thirst for the hottest movie reviews? Philip, he says, P.S., bring back Wank Radio for part three.
Oh, yes, man.
On the mic.
Yeah, real fan there. So I'll give you that. But
cheers, Philip.
Nice. Just watch them on repeat, mate. Get those numbers up, get those views up, get those clicks up.
So I should say we've also had emails from Philip's sister and his girlfriend.
They're worried, are they?
Very basic, saying worried. This is one from his sister.
Is Philip perhaps...
He's become a bit obsessed, particularly with IMAX. It's all he talks about and he spends all his time listening to it. Just listening and laughing at all hours of the morning. Wondering if you could do him a favour and tell him to get a life and stop obsessing over IMAX. We've tried to tell him, but he just won't listen.
Could I suggest maybe this Philip has emailed in as a wacky joke and has then created two more email accounts to pretend to be his girlfriend?
No.
I mean, somebody's really interested in breaking that fourth wall this episode, which I am not against.
Philip should get a life.
Philip, send more emails in. I want
that's Philip, Holly, or Sammy.
Cheers, P-Dog. We'll bring back Wank Radio. Maybe on the podcast. DJ Mike and Steve.
Yeah.
On the mic.
Back to IMAX. Thank you so much for your,
Views. I just have one here that I just thought. This is from Sarah Louise. She probably didn't think it was going to get read out, but she's been having a tough time at home over lockdown with issues with her parents and stuff, but she just wanted to... I don't want to get too into it. It's quite heavy, but she said, thanks for all the great content. It's really helped out.
And hey, made us thank you, Sarah.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
We'll keep making podcasts.
Much love to you.
And just like the first one, they will die soon. Okay?
Yeah.
Sorry, Sarah. Thank you for watching and listening to the podcast. I'm glad that it brings you joy.
Yeah.
Maybe. Might be getting ahead of myself. But... it's a nice escape, I guess. I'm sorry to hear about your home life, but lockdown will be less and less, so you can get out more and live your life
to the fullest.
Yeah.
And we joke a lot about on this podcast, but it's a nice thing to do, the podcast, and I'm happy that it's brought you joy.
Oh.
Yes.
Brilliant, man.
Yes, well done, love. Yeah.
Not well said.
No, I thought it was great.
A lot, but it's
proper fucking words.
Well, thank you very much for watching the Stephen Tries podcast. That was Great Britain.
I don't know, man.
What a roller coaster. Yeah. I've been joined by David Rees.
Thank you.
Max Smith.
Thank you.
Tom Looney. And Joe McGrath. Join us next week when we'll be talking again. Bye.
You got that right. Yeah.
Woo!
Nailed it.
Woo!